Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar every day. After receiving Turning Point audio, turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet. If you want the content of the prayer daily prayer booklet to be sent to you, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Monday, the very first day in July 2024. Open your hand to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 24, it says, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall be your Sabbath, a memorial of blowing the trumpet. Wow! Blowing the trumpet in the first day, in the seventh month, that is today. Trumpet blowing stands for rejoicing, for victory and jubilee. I prophesy, this shall be your month of jubilation, your month of rejoicing, your month of trumpeting, of celebration galore. I don't know who this person is. You will have a major celebration this new month. Seven is also the number for divine rest and completeness. You are going to have rest and complete everything that is pending in your life. On the seventh day, the wall of Jericho fell flat. Whatever has delayed your miracle till now, I command it to fall flat in the name of Jesus. The month of July holds a special meaning to us in TPGF and in this commission. It is my month of birth, as already said. To be specific, tomorrow, July 2, I'm a July 2 person. Let me pray for you. I bow my knees to pray for every committed member of TPGF and all listeners of TPGF. The grace of God on my life and on this commission shall be manifesting fully in your life and family. Anointing flows from the head. May this anointing work for you. May you experience change, increase, growth, fruitfulness, and lifting as we do. Whatever mystery and glory that has worked for me these 42 years and for Turning Point these 35 years shall be fully manifesting in your life. No failure, no falling, no shutdown, no setback, no close up, no death in Jesus' name. You will not be less. In fact, you will be more. Put your right hand on your chest for this prayer. Everything working against you and everything wrong in your life, receive change now. I command a change now. This month of my birth, whatever is making it work for me shall make it work for you in Jesus' name. Say amen, amen, amen. Tomorrow, it shall be prophetic blessings for everyone. Get ready. I'm going to ask you to kneel down as I also kneel down here tomorrow to bless your life. You will have an awesome showing this new month. July 1 celebrant, open your hand for your birthday prayers. You are blessed, enlarged. God will give you a special birthday gift and cause good people to bless you with gifts, material, financial, and precious things. You will live long and do well in Jesus' name. This week is Sunday. It's time for teachings, question and answer, counseling and guidance. Listen, learn, and apply. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy. Thank you for being a blessing to us. What will you say to a wife who does not allow her husband to touch her? Most of the times, it is always like a war to allow me. We were both married as virgins. The marriage is now more than 10 years, and we are blessed with kids. But touching her is always like going to war. Wow. I have treated this again and again. It is in my book, Marriage Success Secret. Tell her to listen to me if he's hearing this. Let her read 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5. If I read it together. He said, defraud ye not one another. Against in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 9, neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. My daughter, if you are there, and all my daughters, and all married people, all wives, you are made for your husband. Read verses 10 to 12 in that same 1 Corinthians 11. None of the two, either husband and wife, has power over himself or herself. You both own each other's bodies. So don't let him struggle for what is his. Neither should he also struggle for yours. Conjugal relationship is a blessing from God in a married setting for emotional satisfaction, bonding in love, and procreation. From today, give him as he desires. And if there are issues, please discuss as husband and wife. Husband and wife listening to me, defraud ye not one another except by agreement. I did not say that, God did. Next, good morning, sir. And my TPGF family. Please, sir, I need clarification on Revelation chapter 2, verse 7 and verse 17. The promise there, is it the same tree of life in the Garden of Eden? If so, why the punishment for Adam and Eve? Wow, you are giving it a literal meaning and translations, and which is not. Eating the tree of life in verse 7 and hidden manna in verse 17 are metaphors for the pleasure and the splendor that await us when we get to heaven. I am not even sure what food we will eat in heaven. The Bible says we will live like angels. My desire, my prayer for all of us, let's make it to heaven first, and then it will be shown us exactly what we shall be like and look like there. As for Abraham and Eve in the garden, it was their disobedience to God and obeying the voice of the devil that sent them out of the Eden and made them lose the glory. But thank God, what we lost in the first Adam, we now got back in the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ. Next, good morning, Daddy. I have a question. Someone helped me to write my O-level exam many years ago. Now my conscience is troubling me. I don't know how to go about making the restitution, so I decided to put the result aside, not using it again. Daddy, am I on the right track? Wow. Oh, yes. You're on the right track. Whatever will not give your mind peace should be put away. But what you did not tell us is how long ago you did that and what you have used the whole level to do since then. Have you used it to gain admission to university, to polytechnic, and graduated already? The truth is, some restitutions are better left under the blood of Jesus. We should restitute what we can restitute. But where restitution is not practicable or possible, we should let God's grace take care. Do what gives you peace with God and with the Holy Spirit. Next, my question. I would like to also participate in Sikkim Bible School, but I don't stay in Lagos. Is it possible to have an online school for Sikkim, maybe via Zoom app? Please consider this, Daddy. Wow, oh yes, it is quite possible. In fact, we did the last Sikkim 3 via Zoom. I will ask the school's management to work on this, and when it is ready, we will let you know. That will turn Sikkim into a global school, and we can run Sikkim 1, 2, and 3 on Zoom. It shall be worked out and be well announced. Next, good evening, Daddy, and my beautiful TPGF family. My husband is a pastor. He has put all effort to open the ministry, all to no avail. He tried to work. He did not get a good job. I have a land I'm thinking of selling to give him the money to get a space for the ministry. Sir, what is your take on this? Wow. Oh, no. It is not just money that makes a ministry. Let him be sure of a clear and definite calling by God. Number two, has he been adequately trained and where? Who is his mentor, Father in the Lord? Where has he served as a pastor under a senior man of God? And for how long? He needs to be mentored. A God-given vision will never lack his provision. All right? So let him comply with all the principles of answering a call and of starting a ministry. Don't sell the land yet, except you hear directly from God that you should do so. Don't do it emotionally or sentimentally. Wow. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Are you being blessed? Please send your own question and issues. It shall be treated. We always kickstart the second half of the year with 7 days of waiting on God in fasting and prayer. Join us if you can. July 1 to 7, from today till Sunday. If you are participating, then each day's prayer focus will be sent to you if it has not been sent already. You can fast till 12 noon, 2 p.m., 4 p.m., or you can carry out throughout the day, daily, till 7 days. If you are in and around our church centers across the nation, join us every evening for 7 days from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. or 6 p.m. to pray together. For more information on that, send a message, a text, or a call to 0805-8022-194. Tomorrow, July 2, is my birthday, as I've earlier informed us. Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 25 wrote, "Brethren, pray for us." TPGF members, I solicit for your prayer tomorrow. I know you pray for me, but tomorrow is a special one. I don't know it all, and I don't have it all. The burden is heavy, the schedule is tight, but God's grace has been sufficient these 35 years of Turning Point. I need more of it. Pray for my family, pray for the work, pray for all the pastors and other officers working with me. There are so many people working with me. Pray for them and pray that Turning Point will grow and make a greater global impact. May I request that no one should make a call, send an SMS or a chat to me tomorrow. Please don't do that. There are always too many and disturb me a lot. Those already asking for the account to do connection to Grace 69, please, I'll give you the number to send it to. But may I say, it is not compulsory at all. In the years past, I always discourage it. But I have learned to know, to let people express their faith in God and connection to grace. If you have seen any grace in me that you desire and you want to use a seed and a sacrifice, I will not stop you. Send a chat or please send me daddy's account to +234 809 789 4000 for the account request. Please, like I said, it is purely voluntary, not compulsory. You're not sowing any seed or greeting me. We not stop God answering my prayer over you. We don't buy anointing. We don't sell anointing. We don't buy God's blessings. We don't pay for his miracle. They are all by grace. But do as your faith and your heart ask you to do. I pray for everyone today. Move on under greater grace. See the hand of God like never before. Everything worrying and burdening you now will turn into miracle. Your testimony shall be mighty. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.